Psalm 23, I think all of us really know well.
诗篇23篇，我想我们大家都应该很熟悉。
And this is the chapter I wanted to share with you.
那今天呢，我们就在诗篇23篇里面，我们来探讨一下。
We tend to live in a life of fear.
我们常常生活在恐惧当中。
We worry about many things.
我们常常忧虑很多事情。
A study has been done where 92% of our worries are stuff that we worry about that we can't do anything about.
那我们其实呢，说我们其实有这些有study是说呢，我们生命中有92%的事情呢，我们其实根本不需要去忧虑的。
The study showed that 40% of our worries are things that that would never happen.
差不多40%呢，我们在忧虑那些事情呢，从来不会发生过。
30% on our past.
那在30%的时间呢，我们在忧虑我们以前过去的事情。
12% on other people's problems.
或者是12%呢，我们是在忧愁别人的问题。
And 10% are getting sick.
And 10%呢，我们是在考虑说我们在烦恼，在忧愁我们可能会生病。
You add all that up, it's 92% of worries that we can't do anything about.
如果你们把它通通加起来呢，正是92%，我们真的没有办法做什么事情。
We're gripped by fear.
所以呢，我们常常被这个恐惧所抓住。
We're gripped by worries.
我们被我们对我们的忧虑所常常最抓住。
It makes us a slave and it paralyzes us.
所以呢，我们就为这些忧虑呢，来把我们奴仆了。
In English, we say things like, what if this happens? What if that happens?
所以我们在常常在想到说，如果这件事情发生的话呢？如果这件事情发生的话，
If I don't do this, if I don't do that, we worry.
如果或者说，如果我没有做这件事情，或者没有做那件事情，那怎么办呢？
If you add all the what ifs together, it boils down to one word, and it is fear.
如果你把这些如果的这些事情全部加起来呢，其实呢，就是只有一件事情。
It makes us afraid.
就是让我们害怕。
It makes us afraid of not having enough money.
让我们惧怕说我们不够钱。
Not having enough resources.
我们的东西不够。
Or getting sick.
或者是我们的生病。
The whole world preaches about fear.
那我们的世界上呢，就是让你们知道说我们的这个恐惧。
It tells us we need three things.
要跟我们讲说我们要有三件事情。
We need health, wealth, and security.
And 这世上呢，要教我们说我们必须要有健康，我们必须要有财富，我们必须要有安全。
All the eat well, exercise, good insurance, all talks about health.
所以那些呢，我们要运动啊，这些东西呢，吃得好是要让我们健康。
We're Chinese here, I'm Korean. All Asians, we talk about good education. Why? Because you're going to get a good job.
那在亚洲人呢，我们就必须要说，哎，你要常常要念好书，所以你才有好的工作。
Talks about our wealth.
这个就跟我们的财宝有关系了。
Everybody works and works 6-7 days a week so that they can make more money.
哎，我们的每一个人呢，工作六天甚至七天。 是为了要赚更多的钱，
and we want to have security.
所以我们想要会有安全感。Usually
it's a financial security.
那通常呢是在财务上有安全。Have
enough money saved just in case.
那在我们的存款里面要足够，以备不时之需。Enough
money for retirement.
那我们要有足够的钱，所以我们能够来退休。Good
investment in a house.
所以我们能够在我们房子里面会有一些。And we
say things like we're saving it so that our kids could get good education.
那我们常常会说，哦，我们是在省这些钱，所以我们的小孩子呢可以有好的教育。The
world tells us we need all of these things.
那世界上就跟我们讲说，我们一定要有这些东西。And
we do.
我们会有的。But
it makes us believe that that's all we need.
那但是呢，世界上要我们。 相信说这个就是我们,
Today I want to share with you the fact that Jesus taught a very different message.
那但是我今天要跟你们讲的是，耶稣基督对我们在这上面呢是有另外一个另外要跟我们讲另外一件事情。
Jesus always put two things in the balance, and he asked the question. The two things are fear or faith.
那神要我们来思考，到底我们要是恐惧还是信心？
The world is good at making us afraid, preaching the gospel of fear.
所以呢，这世界上呢，其实常常就要跟我们讲说，你们要有在恐惧当中。
But we know that Jesus teaches us to live by faith.
但是神要我们在信心中里面过生活。
It's always a clash.
那这两边呢，常常都没有办法并存。
We always resolve sometimes to live by fear rather than by faith.
那我们常常呢，我们的生命呢，常常是生活在恐惧当中，而不是在信心当中。
So as I get started, this is what I would like for us to think about.
所以呢，就是我今天想要跟大家，我们来一起分享，我们希望大家开始想这个问题。
For us to be able to live by faith, that we could free people who are living by fear.
那我们呢，在信心中生活的时候呢，我们就可以让这些人在恐惧中生活的人来释放他们。
Jesus is more than enough for us. We sang about that this morning. He's more than enough for us.
那神这个基督呢，就他就足够了。
But I want to bring that message really close to my heart.
那但是呢，我要跟大家来分享这个今天这个主题呢，是对我来说很重要的。
And I want to ask you the questions that Jesus asked me.
And 我要跟你们分享神问你一些问题呢，我要用相同的问题来问你们。
It boils down to is Jesus enough?
这个问题的核心呢，就是耶稣基督
not enough?
耶稣基督只有耶稣基督是足够的，还是不足的？
Psalm 23 is a love of my life.
那我的诗篇二十三篇呢，就是我的生命的乐章。
It really tells the whole story of God.
那这个整个诗篇呢，这个是来跟就是这个就讲神的事情。
In the Old Testament, there's a various names of God, and Psalm 23 has all of those names.
那在旧约的时候呢，我们神有很多的名字。那诗篇二十三篇呢，就讲到把所有的名字都讲到了。
Let me read you the list. First one, it says Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, is in Psalm 23.
所以呢，第一个就是耶和华以勒，那他这个就是意思就是耶和华必预备。
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord will heal or restore, is in this chapter.
那耶和华拉法是耶和华必要是你的医治者。
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our peace, is here.
那耶和华沙龙，那这是你的赐平安的神。
Jehovah Shekinu, the Lord our righteousness, is here.
耶和华Hepenu, 这个是我们的义。
The Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there with me.
那这个耶和华沙玛就是在我们神的在我们在这边。
Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, the Lord that fights for me.
那耶和华尼西呢，就是耶和华是我的旌旗。
Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord my shepherd is here.
耶和华 Ra'ah 是耶和华是我的牧者。
In this short six verse psalm, we see a complete picture of God.
所以呢，在这个六个经节里面，我们可以看到整神的所有。
This is why I love this chapter, and this is why I've adapted this whole chapter as my life chapter.
所以呢，这个就是因为我真的很喜欢这个这个诗篇，所以这个诗篇是我的这个生命的乐章。
Now, before I get into the verses, let me tell you a little bit about my background.
所以呢，我先来跟你们讲一下我的背景是什么。
My family and immigrated to U.S. when I was 9 years old.
所以呢，我在我九岁的时候呢，我的父母就移民到美国。
And I guess as soon as I got to USA, I felt the calling from God to serve Him with my life.
所以我到美国的时候呢，我就已经感觉到神要我再去来服侍他。
I don't know how many nine-year-olds are here, but if your nine-year-old said, you know, I want to be a pastor.
那我不晓得有多少在这边有九岁的。如果你从九岁的时候你就知道说你要当牧者的话呢
？My parents thought I was crazy.
那我的父母亲觉得我好像有点怪怪的。
They didn't believe me.
他们也不相信我。
But this is really what I wanted to do.
那但是呢，这真的我在九岁的时候真正想这么做。
All through junior high school, high school, college, this is all I wanted to do, and it grew in me.
那除了就在中学、高中、大学的时候呢，这个
愿望就越来越强了。I went to University of California, Riverside, and I studied psychology and sociology because I wanted to get into ministry.
那我在南加的Riverside大学, 那我这是学的是心理学, 这个就是说我可以帮助其他的人。
And as soon as I was done, I went to seminary. In 5 years, I studied master's in theology.
所以呢,那之后呢,我大学毕业之后呢,我就花了5年的时间在神学院。
I came out of seminary, I was ordained as a pastor, I did a church plant.
所以呢,那之后呢,在神学院之后呢,我就开始来建立教会。
After 7 years of church plant, God called me to do more overseas missions, so I did that for 4 years.
So, 那七年之后呢,神就叫我到海外去工作。
So you could kind of get a picture of who I am. Ever since I was young, I forgot to tell you this. My mom prayed a Hannah prayer. You guys know a character named Hannah in the Old Testament?
Yeah,
my mom prayed that prayer.
那你就可以知道说我的背景,但是我忘了跟你们讲,就是说我在小的时候呢,我妈妈是有一个Hannah的祷告。
My father is a 사대독자. You know what that means? He's the only son for 4 generations. Every generation, there was only one son. And my father was the 4th generation. You guys know how important that is. Asians are big about sons. My brother was born.
我的哥哥,就是我哥哥,我有一个哥哥。
But my mom didn't want to carry another generation of only son.
但是呢,我妈妈不希望说她只有一个儿子。
So when she was pregnant with me, she prayed that prayer, Lord, give me a son, and I will give him to you.
所以呢,当她怀孕的时候呢,就是怀我的时候呢,她就说,神啊,你给我一个儿子,我就会把他献给你。
Mothers, don't ever pray that prayer.
所以呢,母亲,如果你们的,可能要小心你们这个祷告是什么。
Be careful when you pray that prayer. God takes that very seriously. But because of my mother's prayer, my grandmother's prayer, I am who I am today.
但是因为我母亲跟我祖母的祷告呢,这就造就我今天。
So you can see how, from the beginning, God really kind of worked with me and placed in me and called me all the way to March of 2011.
所以呢,你可以看到说神在我的生命中就一路这样带领,到了2011年的3月.
I mean, it was a fast track. I mean, this is all I was going to do. God already predestined this, so that this is all I wanted to do, this is all I was doing.
在我一生中,我真的就只想做这件事情.
And March of 2011, he stopped everything.
那在2011年3月的时候呢,他就把所有的全部停掉了。
I was working with the Education Foundation to do unreached people group mission overseas.
那我那时候呢,是在一个教育机构里面来做海外的福音工作。
But all of it stopped.
但是那时候,那时候全部都停止了。
Now, I had no job.
那我那时候就没工作。<laughs>
I didn't have a title.
那我那时候一点称谓都没有。
My medical insurance expired.
那我当然就也没有医疗的保险了。
I didn't have any pension plan.
我也没有所谓的退休金。By
the way, I have one wife and 2 kids.
那当然我还有一个太太跟还有两个小孩子。My
kid is back then she was 12 and my son was 9.
所以呢，我女儿是十二，那时候是12岁，我儿子呢那时候是9岁。All
of a sudden, the American fear came over me.
那当时那时候就是那个美国式的恐惧就到我身上来了。
How am I going to pay for the apartment?
那我到底要怎么样来付我这些房贷呢?
What if my kids get sick without any medical insurance?
那如果说我的小朋友,如果他们生病的话,我又没有保险,那怎么办呢?
How long will this be?
那到底这种现象到底要多久呢?
This is when God met me here in Psalm 23.
跟我面对面用这个诗篇23篇。
Sometimes God has to pull all the different plugs to get our attention.
有时候呢,神就要做很多事情呢,来引起我们的注意。
So God allowed to stop everything, and he pulled all the plugs, and he said, stop.
好像他把所有的插头通通拔掉,所以我们这样才能够, 专注在他的身上。
And he had two questions to ask me.
那时候呢, 他就问我两个问题。
Now let's go to Psalm 1, Psalm 23, verse 1.
我们来诗篇23篇第一节。
It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
So, 耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不缺乏, 不致缺乏。
The two questions, first one, he said, am I your shepherd?
所以神就问我第一个问题就是, 我是你的牧者吗?
Of course, God, I believe you, I love you, I serve you, this is all I wanted to do. I could have said that.
那当然呢，我那时候的回答是， 哦，我当然就是专心的想要为你而活， 那你当然是我的牧者了。
So first question I want you to ask yourself is that, is Jesus your shepherd?
所以第一个问题我想问你们自己的话， 就是耶稣基督是不是你们的牧者？
And don't answer right away.
但是先不要回答。
Second question he asked me is, am I enough for you?
那第二个问题他就说， 我对你来说是不是就足够了？
Is Jesus enough?
耶稣基督是不是就足够了？
Of course, the answer could be yes. You are enough.
那当然，那个我们的答案呢？问题的答案当然一定是肯定，可以是肯定的。
But then he pointed to my heart and he said, "But CJ, you have your job, your position, your income, your medical insurance. You had all of these things that you were depending on so heavily."
但是那时候神就让我想到说，我那时候依靠了我的工作，依靠了我那时候的收入，依靠我那时候的医疗保险。Basically,
I was telling Jesus that you are my shepherd, but you are not enough.
所以那时候我的，我那时候其实我是在跟神说，你是我的牧者，但是你实在还不够。I
love you, my Lord, but you're not enough for me.
我很爱你，我的神，但是你还是不够。I
need you, but I also need money.
我需要你，但是我也需要我的钱财。I
need you, but I also want security.
但是我需要你，但是我也想要我的安全。I
was telling God very mixed message.
那我在跟神就是这种两个对立的关系。So
Jesus told me, he was telling me and speaking to me and said, would it be okay if I took all your money away?
所以神其实在跟我讲说，如果我把所有的东，把我你所有的钱拿走的话，这样对你可以吗？
What if I took away all your security?
那如果我把你所有的安全的感觉全部拿走呢？
If I don't give you a title, a position, a job, if I don't call you a pastor, would that be okay?
我如果呢，我把你的工作，把你的称谓。 甚至把你当牧师的身份拿走，你这样可以吗？
Now I told you my background story because for me, living a life for God in a full-time ministry was my dream. This is what I wanted to do.
我刚刚跟你提到的就是说，我在我一生当中，我就只是想要为神来做事。
And he asked me, "Would it be okay for you if I asked you not to do that anymore?"
所以那时候神就问我说， 如果我叫你不要做那些事情，不要为我而做工，只依靠我，这样可以吗？
Just me, is that enough?
只有我，这样对你足够吗？
Ask yourself that question.
就开始，你就可以来问你自己这个问题。
We are very good at covering our ideas so that we say, yes, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall have no want. We say that, but when we look at our life, we have so many things that we are holding on to.
对，我们可以说耶和华是我的牧者，我并不缺乏。但是实际上，我们常常抓住我们手上所有的那些东西。The
Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。First
question was, "Am I your shepherd?"
第一个问题是，我是你的牧者吗？
And am I enough for you?
第二个问题是， 只有我就足够了吗？
We need to think about these questions as we face 2013.
所以展望2013年，我们就要来问我们自己这些问题。
Because it's easy for us to think that He is my shepherd.
因为呢，这很容易，我们就可以来想说神是我的牧者。
To think that He is enough. Verse 2 goes on to tell us a different picture of Jesus.
那第二节就来讲到另外一件事情。
Verse 2 says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
所以第二节他说, 他使我躺卧在青草地上,领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me to green pastures, makes me lie down and rest and enjoy Him.
所以呢,他就领我到青草地上, 让我来在可安歇的水边,就能够让我来享受他。
He knows that I need rest.
他知道我需要休息。
He knows that I need to start enjoying Him.
他知道我需要开始来享受他。
To receive His grace upon my life.
来接受他对我的恩典。
All of us are Asian, I think, here. That makes us very workaholics.
亚洲人呢,常常这是个工作狂。
We have to do many things.
我们要做很多的事情。
We have to achieve great things.
我们要成就很多的事情。
But we really don't know how to be very quiet before God.
但是我们常常不知道怎么样在神面前安静。
This kid is fast asleep.
那我们有一个小朋友现在在睡觉。
He knows how to rest.
但他就知道说他怎么样来平静安稳。
We need to learn how to just rest before God.
所以我们要知道说我们要怎么样在神的面前平静安稳。
But I'm telling you as a confession, I didn't know how to rest.
但是呢,我们在那时候,我真的不晓得我要怎么样来平静。
School after school, after seminary, after seminary, doing training and going through church planting, I was working.
但是我那个之前呢,我就一直在为神在一直工作。
Never being alone with God.
那从来就没有在神的面前呢,单,
Never enjoying Him.
从来没有叫享受神。
I think this is what most Asians don't know how to do well.
那我觉得这个就是我们亚洲人不知道怎么样做的。
To be alone with God.
在神面前单独一个人。
Psalm 46 verse 10 says, Be still and know that He is God.
那在诗篇46篇的时候呢,你就说,就是要一个人来在神的面前静,安静。
Just be still.
就在神的面前安静。
And just know that He is God.
就知道说他是神。
There is nothing in this world that we have to do.
我们在世界上真的不需要做什么事情。
But we do need to be with God.
但是我们必须要跟神单独来相处。
So sometimes we divide the world and we try to say that we are doing things for God is actually God Himself.
但是我们常常是要想到说我们要为神做很多的事情。
We get busy doing a lot of things, praying, singing, worshiping, serving, and on and on and on. And we think doing a lot of these things is actually God.
那我们呢,常常会想到说,我们为神做的这些,这些事情,这些祷告,这些敬拜赞美,这个就好像就是神。
When was the last time when you and I just stayed still before God, alone with Him?
那你能不能想象人最后一次跟神单独在一起的时候是什么时间呢?
This is, I believe, what God wants from us.
那这个我相信呢,这是神要我们做的。
He loves us, so He wants to just spend time with us.
因为神爱我们,所以他想要跟我们花时间。
He wants us to adore Him because He is God.
他希望我们要来敬拜,来接近神,因为他爱我们。
In the New Testament, there were a character named Mary and Martha.
那在新约的时候呢,有个玛丽跟马大。
We know that story well. Martha was busy doing a lot of things.
对,你们可能应该对那个故事很熟悉,就是马大就一直在做很多事情。
But Mary sat in front of, at the feet of Jesus, just adoring Jesus.
但是呢,玛丽就坐在耶稣的脚边,来静静地来听神。
Psalm 23 says, He wants to lead us to green pastures, and He wants to lead us beside quiet water, so that we could enjoy and rest in Him.
所以呢,诗篇23篇第二节说,他使我躺卧在青草地上,领我在可安歇的水边。所以我们呢,能够来平静安稳。
I guess the key mistakes, I guess Christians make basically is this.
那我相信呢, 这个, 做基督徒最大的问题是,
because we don't really know how to enjoy our shepherd, we lead people to doing stuff.
就是说我们不知道怎么样来享受我们的牧者, 所以我们带大家来做, 做一大堆事情。
Sometimes because I don't know how to enjoy my Savior, I just tell people how to do things.
因为呢,我不知道怎么样来享受我们的神, 所以我就跟别人讲说怎么样来做事情。
Come and serve, come and cook, come and do ministry, come worship, come pray. So we tell people what to do rather than who Jesus is.
所以我们常常让我们来做敬拜,来做赞美,来做帮厨房这些事情,我们教大家怎么样做事情,而不是来到神的面前。
I hope this message is important because for me, it was an eye-opener.
我希望这个对你们很重要,因为对我来说,这个就开了我的眼界。
I need to learn, you all of us need to learn how to be alone with our God.
我们每一个人都需要学习怎么样跟神单独的相处。
How to enjoy our God.
那怎么样来享受我们的神?
If we know how to do that, then we can lead other people to do that.
所以当我们知道怎么样做的时候呢, 我们就可以带领其他人做同样的事情。
Not to all the doings, ings. We say worshiping, doing, serving, cleaning, parking, all. Too many ings, and we think that that's being spiritual.
我们常常就想说我们为神做的那些事情呢, 都很有这个灵性。
The picture we're telling everybody in the world is this. Our shepherd is, he wants us to do a lot of things, and so he saves us so that we could serve him.
那我们常常对世人传达一个观念就是, 他拯救了我,所以神要我们做很多的事情去来服侍他。
Yes, he's my master, but he's not a slave driver.
是的,他是我们的主人,但是他不是... 来让我们做成这种奴隶。
Verse tells us that he's the one that knows us so well. He leads us to a quiet place and he makes us rest.
那诗篇23篇第二节他就说他知道我们他如此了解我们所以他能带我们到可安歇的水边。
Again, for me, this was very very difficult.
那对我来说了解这件事情呢是很困难的。
I didn't know how to stop.
我不知道到底要怎么样停止。
Until God shut everything down, I would have gone 100%.
那就在那时候呢,神就把我所有东西挪开,要不然的话我会继续的来做。
If he didn't pull all the plugs, I would still be working 100%.
如果呢,他没有把所有的插头全部拔掉的时候呢,我还会为他在这个努力的100%的做事。
Doing many, many things.
做了很多很多的事情。
But he stopped everything.
但是呢,他在那时候就把所有的事情停住了。
And he said, CJ, am I enough for you?
And 他对我说, CJ, 我, 只有我就足够了吗?
And can you rest in me?
那你可以在我的里面安歇吗?
Again, this may hit many of you, but I hope you will learn, you will seek to be alone with God.
那但是对, 你们可能有些蛮惊讶, 但是我希望你们每一个人都能够学习怎么样跟神单独的在一起。
This is what he wants to do. And verse 3 says, he restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
第三节,他说, 他使我灵魂苏醒,为自己的名引导我走义路。
After he leads me beside quiet waters and makes me rest, what does he do? He restores my soul.
那他让我在安歇了之后呢,他怎么做呢? 他来更新我的灵。
And then he leads me to the paths of righteousness.
那他就来为自己的名引导我走义路。
I think God knows that if we are left alone, that we're going to be workaholics all of our life.
所以呢,我想神大知道说,如果说呢,他只让我们自己做事情的时候呢,让我们每一个人都会变成工作狂。
We'll be consumed with to-do things and worries and money and health and issues. We'll be consumed.
所以我们的心思都会被这些 工作啦,这些钱财这些东西所占据。
We'll be drowning in material things.
那我们呢,就是在这个整个的物质的世界事情上面呢,就
So what he wants to do is he wants to restore my soul.
他要我们所做呢, 就是能够来使我们的灵魂苏醒。
Help me to think about what he's thinking about.
让帮助我们了解他的心思是什么。
Help me to care about what he cares about.
让我们了解, 去来为他的对我们的意念来思想。
Not to be consumed with my agenda, but with God's will.
不是让我们就想说我们想要做什么事情, 而是想要知道说神对我们的意念是什么。
When we are consumed with God's will, thy kingdom come, we're no longer living in fear.
所以如果我们是只有专注在神的意念当中的时候呢, 我们就不会有惧怕。
We're not living in fear of what if this happens, what if that happens, because we're living in God's will.
那我们就不会惧怕说,如果这些事情发生怎么办,那些发生怎么办,是因为我们是活在主的旨意当中。
He renews us inside and out.
他更新了我们,从里面到外面。
The picture is very simple, isn't it?
这个是个其实是很简单的图画。
Because he's my shepherd, he wants to be more than enough for me.
因为他是我的牧者, 所以他就足够了。
He wants me to rest in him.
他要我们在他的里面安歇。
And he's going to restore me.
他要来苏醒我。
And he's going to lead me to the path of righteousness.
And 他要带领我行义路。
He's doing all this.
他做这些东西。
But I thought I was going to do all that.
但是我那时候是想到说我要做这些事情。
I was going to go and preach the word.
是我那时候在想说我必须要做这个来跟大家来传扬这些福音。
I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that for God.
我要为神做这件事情,做那件事情。
If I do more, God would like me more.
如果我为神做更多的事情,他就会更喜欢我。
And God said, no, that's not what I want from you.
但是神说这不是我要你做的。
And God said, I want to be more than enough for you.
因为神说我要的是我就已经足够了。Verse 4
tells us this way, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
第四节他说,我虽然行过死荫的幽谷,也不怕遭害,因为你与我同在,你的杖,你的竿都安慰我。
After telling me that he's going to do all this, he gives me two examples of how he's going to actually, one, love me, and also, two, protect me.
经过这些事情以后呢, 他要让我知道说有两件事情, 他爱我, 他要怎么样来保护我。
Verse 4, I think we know very well, trials, valleys, difficulties, shadow of death, all of this is something that's going to happen to us.
第四节上说那些死因的幽谷这些东西呢都会发生在我们身上。It
happens to everybody.
它发生在每一个人的身上。Nobody
could say I don't want it.
没有一个人可以说我不想要。Two
things are important. One is all of these valleys are temporary.
但是你们要知道说这些死因的幽谷呢是暂时的。Whatever
trouble we may be going through, it's a temporary passage.
这些我们这些患难呢，是一个暂时的。
He doesn't put us there and let us be who in the valley for life.
我们的神不会把我们放在死荫幽谷，就是一生一世都放在死荫幽谷里面。
So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
但是我们走过这死荫的幽谷。
One temporary, second is purposeful.
那第二件事情你要知道说，那个是有目的的。
There's a reason why God takes us, allows us to go through the valley of the shadow of death.
神要我们走过这死荫幽谷是有目的的。
First, valley trains and strengthens us to build our character.
因为呢，那神让我们经过这个患难呢，可以来训练我们的 character.
Has any of you, some of you might be there now, some of you are feeling like, oh, I'm in a dark valley right now.
那我们这些有些人呢，可能就觉得我现在已经就在这个低潮当中，在幽谷当中。
Either it could be a loss of job, loss of loved one, somebody's terminally sick. When valleys happen, all of us get really, discouraged.
所以呢，那可能是你的工作，或者你的家人，或者你生病， 我们每当在这种幽谷的时候呢，我们常常会很失望，很绝望。
But when we are at the valley, all the small things that we've been worrying about seems to be not an issue anymore.
但是我们在那时候呢，很多事情，我们之前小小的事情，我们就在这边担心害怕的。When
we're in the valley of the shadow of death, color, size of television doesn't matter anymore. What kind of car you drive doesn't matter anymore. When you're in the valley of the shadow of death, all the small things that we were holding and worrying about all fade away.
我们那时候在我们在死荫幽谷的时候呢，那些小的事情，世界上小的事情都不重要了，都全部都退到后面去了。This
is when you and I get very honest with God.
那这个时候呢，我们就很能够来很诚实的跟面对神。Valley
allows us to clear our head.
所以呢，这些患难呢。 就来把我们的想法全部来清洁掉。And
focus on what is essential, what is important, what is eternal.
那我们就能够专注什么东西是重要的，什么东西是永恒的。The
valley also echoes our dependence on God.
那我们在患难中的时候呢，也让我们了解到我们怎么样来依靠神。When
we are faced with impossible situation, only thing we have is to call on God.
我们在那时候呢，觉得很多事情都不可能的时候呢。 我们能够真正唯一能做的就是来呼求神。So
God allows for us to go through the valley so that we could focus again and to call on God.
所以神让我们行过死荫的幽谷呢，是让我们有时候能够来呼求他。But
third point is really the most important. In the valley is where you and I get to meet our shepherd.
第三点呢是最重要的，就是在患难中呢，我们就能够与神面对面。When
you're in the dark valley of the shadow of death, your husband, your wife, your pastor, your teachers, nobody's there with you. Only you and your shepherd.
所以你在患难当中的时候呢，你的家人、你的朋友、你的牧师都不在你旁边，就只有你。So
God pulls the plugs, He stops everything, leads us into the valley so that we could finally focus only on the shepherd.
所以神呢，把所有的插头拔掉，让我们在患难当中。 因为这样子，我们就能够与神面对面。Only
to be with Him.
就只有跟他在一起。We
are very relational people, so we want to be with our family, my pastors, my friends. We want to be with everybody.
人是群体的动物，所以我们常常想要说，就在跟别人在一起有关系。But
God leads us through the valley of the shadow of death so that we could actually be alone with God.
但是神让我们有患难，行过死荫的幽谷。
If any of you are going through the valley of the shadow of death today, just look for Jesus alone.
所以呢，如果你们现在正在低潮，在患难当中的时候呢，你们现在就应该要专注在神身上。If
you're not, praise God for it, but valleys will come.
你们现在如果不在患难当中呢，感谢主，但是你们要知道，患难一定会来到。But
I will fear no evil. Why? Because He is with me.
但是呢，我不怕遭害，因为神与我们同在。So
this is talking about Jesus being with me in the most difficult, trying, hard times of my life.
这就讲到是说，在我们在人生最苦难的时候呢，神在我们跟我们同在。Second
imagery is in verse 5. It says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows."
那第五节他就说。 在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。In
this life, Jesus said, we will have trouble.
那在这个世上，神跟我们说，我们会遭受患难。If
you say Jesus is my Lord and Savior, you will have trouble.
而且有神，如果说这个耶稣基督是你的神，你就会有遭遇患难。You
will have enemies.
你会有敌人。
Why? Because Jesus had enemies.
为什么呢？因为神，耶稣基督也有敌人。Many
people did not like Jesus.
那时候很多人不喜欢耶稣。Even
in America, we know that there are many people who is against Christianity.
在美国呢，我们也知道很多人对基督教心存敌意。But
look at the verse. He says, "I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies."
但是我们看到这一节，他是说，你们在敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
Whatever battle or whatever fights you might be in right now,
那不管你现在是在跟什么人正在征战,
the idea is that those battles belongs to my Lord.
你们要知道这个征战其实是, 是为了这个是神。
Well, in the ancient Eastern culture, in the old days, it was customary for the host of the banquet, the house, to provide for oil. That's the picture we see here. You anoint my head with oil. It's like a lotion to clean them.
所以呢，在那个就在那时候的这晋东的这个文化当中呢，是主人就在这个宴席的主人呢是要常常预备那个油来帮助高你的。
It was to show that person was an honored guest.
是让这个宾客呢就觉得说他是一个尊贵的宾客。
But if you became an honored guest, all your problem, whatever enemies you had, now all of a sudden became the host's problem.
所以呢，但是如果你是一个宾客的话呢，那你所有的问题就其实是变成主人的问题了。
So this is the picture the shepherd is giving us. You are an honored guest at my house. So whatever enemies or problems or battles you have is my problems and battles.
这就是神要跟我们讲说，不管你的敌人或者是你的问题，你在住在我的殿中，你的问题就是我的问题了。
I will not only protect you, but I will, he says, prepare a table, a huge banquet for you in front of everybody.
不只是我要来保护你。 我在这节上面说，我要来为你预备宴席。
He promises that he will not only walk with us through the darkest valley of the shadow of death, but he says, I will protect you from all of your problems.
所以呢，他应允我们，不止他跟我们一起走过这十一年幽谷，他要在这边应允我们，他要来保护我们。
So verse 6 says, surely, because, surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那第六节就说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。Now,
verse 6 is summary, and you ask, why? Because the Lord is my shepherd.
那第六节呢，这好像是把所有的总结在一起。那你要问为什么呢？因为神，
because in my shepherd, I have nothing I need.
因为在我的牧者当中呢，我没有什么东西。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
因为他让我在安那个青草地上。
He restores my soul.
因为他苏醒了我的灵。
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
因为他引导我走义路。
He is with me in the dark valleys of the shadow of death.
因为他陪我一起走过死荫的幽谷。
He protects me and guides me with his rod and his staff.
因为他保护我，引导我走过这。
And he receives me as a guest at his house.
因为呢，他把我带到他的殿中，是一个宾客。
He honors me by pouring oil over my head.
那他用油膏了我的头来，让我能够得到尊贵。
So David writes, "Surely goodness and love and will follow me all the days of my life." Why? Because he saw his shepherd as this loving shepherd.
所以呢，大卫就说：“我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，因为那个我的牧者是有恩惠慈爱的。” For
me, I didn't realize that I was telling this shepherd that he was not enough.
对我来说呢，我那时候并不知道，我对神说：“你是我的牧者，但是你还是不够。” Jesus,
I love you as my shepherd, but I still need to do a lot of things.
神啊，我爱你。 做为我的牧者，但是我要做好多的事情。
I need title, I need position, I need a job, I need security, I need so many things.
我需要我的工作，我需要我的称谓，我需要我这些东西。
And Jesus asked those two questions and broke my heart.
当神问那两个问题的时候呢，他真的让我觉得很伤心。
I'm asking you to consider those questions deep in your heart.
我现在就要求你对这两个问题好好的用心的来想。Is
Jesus your shepherd?
那耶稣基督是不是你的牧者？
And is Jesus enough?
耶稣基督是不是就足够了？
It took me a long time to actually answer these questions.
那时候呢, 我花了很多的时间来回答这两个问题。
I journaled a lot of pages asking God for understanding.
那我那时候呢, 我写了很多的在我的日记上 希望神给我很多的一些, 智慧。
As we close, I want to point you to three things that David says that will apply to our life directly. Applications.
Okay, 那我们在快要结束的时候呢，我让你们知道有三件事情，大卫所说的可以用在我们生活当中。
There are three times when first person singular, I is you. See, David says, I. And so those are the three I's that I want to talk about.
那这个三件事情呢，都可以以我做开头。
Verse 1 says, The Lord is my shepherd. And so first one is, I shall not be in want.
第一个呢，就是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。
First application for all of us is we need to learn to live a life of contentment.
所以呢，我们必须要学习到说，怎么样来做一个知足的人。
Start saying that to yourself. Shepherd is enough.
那我们就要开始思想，我的牧者就足够了。Jesus
is enough.
耶稣基督就足够了。Otherwise,
you're going to say, Jesus is good, but I also need and so many things.
要不然你就会说，耶稣基督是很好的，但是我需要那些其他的东西。
David said that. He said, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
因为大卫在这上面说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Second one is in verse 4. Verse 4 says, Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
那在第二个，就是在第四节的时候呢，
This is about us living a life of faith.
那我并不怕遭害，那这个就是我们在有信心的生活。
For us to say, I'm not going to be afraid of this world, I will live by faith.
那这个就是在讲说，我不会为这个世界上的事情而担忧害怕，我要过一个信心的生活。
Think about it, if God is my shepherd, why would I be afraid of anything?
我们来想想，如果神是我的牧者，为什么我们还有担忧害怕呢？
But because we're always fighting to make our own control, we become afraid of things.
但是我们常常就是因为我想要来做主做头，所以我们常常担忧害怕。
Verse 6 tells us the last one. It says, Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
那第六节就是说我 要住在耶和华的殿中。
This is a life of worship.
那一生一世的住在耶和华的殿中。
All of us need to learn how to worship our God.
这就是我们要来学习我们怎么样来敬拜赞美神。
First was life of contentment.
第一个就是要有一个知足的生活。
And second is life of fear, life of faith.
那第二个呢，就是要有信心的生活。And
third is life of worship.
第三个呢，就是要常常来敬拜赞美的生活。If
Jesus is our shepherd and He is enough, I pray that all of us will exemplify this life. Will people look at our life and say, why is that they don't have all the money, but they're very happy and content?
所以如果神是我们的牧者的话，我希望世人看到我们就说，他们可能没有很多钱，但是为什么他们这么喜乐呢？
When they're going through the darkest times of their life, why is it that they have faith?
那他们在经过死荫幽谷的时候，为什么他们有信心呢？
No matter what happens in life, why are they so happy worshiping their God?
不管在他们身上发生了什么事情，为什么他们常常还来敬拜赞美神呢？
I believe the greatest testimony for all believers is really to worship our God, as this is telling us to do.
对于这个世人最好的见证，就是我们时常敬拜赞美神，就像这个章节叫我们做的。This
worship that we do every Sunday, it's not just coming and listening to a good sermon.
我们每个礼拜天过来的时候，不是只是要来听这个一个很好的讲道。This
is telling yourself, people next to you, this community, your family, your children, you're telling everybody that you are worshiping the Almighty God.
而是说你要让你周围的人知道，你过来是要来与神亲近，要来敬拜赞美这唯一的真神。
I truly believe that if worshipers would worship in spirit and in truth, we will see new people coming to faith.
我真的相信，如果我们用灵来真诚的敬拜赞美他，会有更多人到我们来当中。
Make sure whenever we get together here at Ark Baptist Church that we put all of our burdens down and maybe come back to this psalm, say, Lord is my shepherd, therefore I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以我们当我们来到教会的时候，我们要把我们的重担放下，就只有单单的来敬拜赞美他。
Now as I close, usually the preacher always has a worry.
我在结束的时候呢，其实我们当牧师常常会有一个担心的地方。I
told you not to worry.
我刚刚跟你们讲说不要害怕，担心害怕。But
the preacher worries again.
但是呢，我自己会有一个担心的地方。That
the message did not get delivered correctly.
我担心的是这个道并没有讲得很好。
But I pray that God will make this message very personal to every one of you.
但是我的祷告是，我希望这今天的道呢，对你来说是对你有个人很重要。
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want.
因为我们的神是我们的牧者，我必不至缺乏。
Let me pray.
我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for this morning. I thank you because you have spoken your word to us. I thank you because you are the good shepherd. I thank you because you are more than enough for us. Father, forgive us because many times we have replaced you with money, with studies, with work, with positions and titles, and many things that we thought were important. But Father, I pray as you have done to me, would you allow for your spirit to move in each of our lives? Will you would just stop us, pull the plugs from our lives so that you would get our attention, so that we could be able to answer these questions. Is Jesus my shepherd? And if Jesus is my shepherd, I have nothing that I need, that Jesus is more than enough. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would make this message very personal to everyone here, and that all of us here would know now what to do, how to change, how to focus, how to call upon you as their shepherd. I also pray, Lord God, that if many of us are just in need of being led by you to the green pastures, to a quiet place, to be alone with you, Father, I pray that you would lead us there. We need to be there, Lord, to enjoy you, to love you, to be just in your presence. Father, thank you for your word. Now, Lord, allow your spirit to minister to us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.